And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 11th of March, 2013. It's the birthday of the poet who said, "Any time not spent on love is wasted." Torquato Tasso, born in Sorrento, Italy, 1544. Handsome, popular young man from a noble family. He wrote La Gerusalemme Liberata, Jerusalem Delivered, an epic poem about the Crusades. It was very popular across Europe, even as Tasso suffered from what is now thought to be schizophrenia, traveling incognito, paranoid around Europe, still writing love sonnets, plays, epic religious poems. The Pope proclaimed him poet laureate, but Tasso died just days before he was to be crowned in Rome. It was on this day, 1818, Mary Shelley's novel Frankenstein was published. 2 years before, she had spent the summer in a cabin on Lake Geneva with her lover, Percy Shelley, her sister Claire, and Claire's lover, Lord Byron. It rained a lot, and one night Byron suggested that they all write ghost stories. And Mary imagined the hideous phantasm of a man stretched out and then on the working of some powerful engine show signs of life and stir with an uneasy, half-vital motion, she wrote. So she set to work on it, Frankenstein. It's the birthday of Douglas Adams, born Cambridge, England, 1952. He was unemployed, depressed, living with his mother, when he remembered a night years before in Austria when he was a teenager traveling around Europe with his guidebook, The Hitchhiker's Guide to Europe. And that night he lay in a field, drunk, looking up at the stars, and thought someone should write a travel guide to the galaxy. So years later he did. It became a radio play in 1978, and then a series of very successful novels, starting with The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and The Restaurant at the End of the Universe. It's the birthday of the children's book author and illustrator Ezra Jack Keats, Brooklyn, 1916. He was the son of impoverished Jewish immigrants from Warsaw, wanted to be an artist, which worried his family. Couldn't afford to go to art school, got a job painting murals for the Works Progress Administration, another job designing army camouflage in World War II, and started writing children's books. The Snowy Day was his first, done all in collage, about a young black boy named Peter playing in his neighborhood after a new snowfall, one of the first children's books to feature a black character. Here's a poem for today by Maxine Cumin, entitled Spring Training for Victor. Some things never change, the velvet flock of the turf, the baseline smoothed to suede, the ancient smell of peanuts, the harsh smack the ball makes burrowing into the catcher's mitt. Here in the grapefruit league's trellised shade, you catch pie trainers lofting right field foul all over again. You're 10 in Fenway Park and wait past supper time for him to autograph it, then race for home all goosebumps in the dark to roll the keepsake ball in paraffin. Soften your secondhand glove with neat's foot oil and wrap your Louisville slugger with friction tape. The Texas leaguers, whatever league you're in, still tantalize the way they waver and drop. Carl Hubbell's magical screwball is still, give or take, 60 years unhittable. Sunset comes late, but comes inexorable. What lingers is the slender hook of hope. Spring Training, a poem by Maxine Cumin from her collection Connecting the Dots, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first, on the Internet. Learn more at Reputation.com. Produced by Kathy Roach, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.